We're not looking for a free ride. We're just looking for a fair deal.
At the Plumbers and Steamfitters Local 434 headquarters in Mosinee, the union members were asked to pressure wavering senators to pass a health care bill with a strong public option. Among those in attendance, 57-year-old Alan Gulkey of Merrill, whose family faces serious medical problems.
My wife is in a nursing home. She had an aneurysm in April 30th of 2007, and she's been in the hospital in the nursing home ever since. My youngest son has ulcerative colitis, and he requires an expensive treatment for that. Mine is Parkinson's disease.
Visibly shaking from the Parkinson's, Gulkey said his medical bills come to more than $4,800 a month. Although he's currently unemployed, he still has insurance through his union. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President David Newby says there are many people with serious medical problems who don't have that safety net.
We want something done. We have to have something done because this system is broken. It's not sustainable. We can't simply go on the way we have been.
And Newby says he is afraid that a few conservative Democrats will filibuster and defeat the health care bill that opened for debate this week in the Senate.
Unless we push forward in the Senate with a good, solid bill, this whole effort could crash.
Newby urged the union members at the rally to phone the offices of the wavering senators to tell them that labor will work to defeat them if they don't support a strong health care bill. In Mosinee, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.